Montana is home to 12 tribal nations, and about 7% of the state's population is Native American. But looking at Montana's current missing persons database, Native Americans are disproportionately represented, making up about 25% of all cases. Lita Pepion, co-founder of the Billings-based nonprofit Warrior Women for Justice, says she's tired of waiting for state and federal resources to make a dent in the problem.
We hear people all the time say, well, what's the council doing? What's the cops doing? What's everybody doing? What are we doing? Because it's not just their problem. It's our problem as well.
Pepion helped organize the two-day MMIP conference to share stories and strategies for searching for missing loved ones, advocating for their cases, and how to heal from the grief that comes with losing family members.
We've been under a state of trauma for so long.
Charlene Sleeper runs MMIP Billings, a grassroots advocacy program that develops research methods, trainings, and communication strategies for missing persons cases in Montana. A presenter at the conference, she feels the state-led effort in combating MMIP has stagnated.
If we as Indigenous women take the initiative to create our own solutions in a way that benefits our specific communities that we come from, they'll be far more effective and impactful.
Pepion says Warrior Women for Justice will hold future events centered around MMIP throughout the summer and fall. In Billings, I'm Jackie Coffin.